This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode number 328 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. And today we have good neighbor Nino Magadino. Now, Nino is with Max Flex Fitness Consultants. Nino, how you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And, awesome. You know, get ready, listeners. This interview could go on for hours and hours because we share a mutual interest. Yeah, just kidding, listeners.
It could. He's not lying.
But, you know, obviously love what you're doing, Nino. And I know you've been doing this for a long, long time, helping the residents, not only in the Naples area, Southwest Florida, but beyond. So let's start, Nino, with your company, Max Flex Fitness Consultants. Share with us what you do.
Okay, awesome. So Max Flex Fitness and Wellness Consultants here in Naples, Florida. We've been in locally for since 2010, and we specialize in personal training, corporate wellness. So we do have some corporate wellness clients such as David Lawrence, Ave Maria School of Law. And we've worked with clients such as Arthrex and Parker Hannifin here as well. But then we also, because of the pandemic, and I'll get into this a little bit more, we had to think outside the box, just like many businesses. So we developed an online coaching program and also personal training too, just to kind of, you know, suit the needs of our clients and, you know, let them feel safe. Many people don't feel safe going into a gym right now. So we did provide them with that option, which is online coaching and personal training.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. You know, this is a, I mean, as entrepreneurs, we've always had to really think and pivot and be ready for, you know, at a moment's notice change. But yeah, what we
this was a big pivot.
Yeah,
this was a big pivot.
This is like right? A bulldozer.
It was a couple skids.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, what about your journey into the fitness world? What was that like? How did you get into this?
Awesome. Okay. Well, I tell you. If you haven't met a trainer with a story, I know that you had talked about that you're into fitness as well. You know, we all have a story, at least the ones that have been around for a while. My story, and that's how we help people. So my story kind of started, I'm from Niagara Falls, New York, and love it there. You know, still keep in touch with a lot of people through Facebook and everything like that. Try to inspire and motivate them as well. But I graduated from college, and I tell you, man, I did not know what I wanted to do with myself. You know, I had a degree in liberal arts, and I took some marketing courses just to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. But, you know, I was, to be honest with you, I was lost. And I was a little out of shape, all right? I was, you know, having a good time. I put on the freshman 15 to 20 to 25 by my senior year.
You excelled in the freshman 15.
Yeah. And, you know, I couldn't even run around the block, man. I'll be honest with you. I remember that. I could not even run around the block. And I said, this is not right. You know, because I've always been an athlete. I was an athlete all my life. And so I was able to run two times in around the block and then three times around. And I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. I like this. To the point where people started calling me Forrest Gump, you know, I'd be in the middle of winter, like running around Niagara Falls. And then like people would be like Rocky watching me run down the street, you know, in the middle of winter. And I just got to love fitness and wellness and never really thought it could be a career. You know, this is going back to the early 2000s. And again, I was still depressed, you know, didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And then I moved here to Naples. I had an aunt, my aunt Tease, you know, she just called me up earlier. So she's going to drop off a chicken to me. And I moved here with her and my uncle Grant. And I started working out at the Parks and Recs gym and got to know people. And someone said to me one time, why don't you become a trainer? You know, by this time I was like shredded. I was like I was like 25, you know, six pack, jacked, you know, you remember those days, right? And so, you know, somebody said, why don't you just become a trainer? And I said, really? You know, I thought, oh, like, this could be a part-time gig and make some money. And before you know it, man, my clients just started just to roll and roll and roll to where I was training 8 to 10 clients a day.
Wow.
And it was pretty amazing, you know, the fact that if you're passionate about what you do, and I talk to my kids about this all the time, you know, choose something that you're passionate about and make that your career. You know, obviously you have to earn money, you know, but I was just so passionate about helping people, but also the fitness and wellness industry that, you know, it just became my career. I was the manager at the Ritz-Carlton here, so I got a lot of really, really good training. The manager of the fitness center there. I was a manager at the YMCA for a few years, and then I decided that I just wanted to take this on my own and to grow the business. And it's been amazing. I've helped so many people in the Southwest Florida area. You know, just you know, with personal training, with corporate wellness, with nutrition. You know, Blue Zones Project. I don't know if you're familiar with the Blue Zones Project here. But they've been an incredible partner, just kind of helping them, doing talks and videos with them. So just, it's just all been all about community. This is such a, you know, this is ranked one of the top communities in the area
Right.
for fit, I mean, the country, you know, and for fitness and wellness. So it's just been incredible being part of this community. So yeah, that's pretty much my story.
You mentioned the Blue Zone project. If you don't mind, for our listeners, give them a little insight into that.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so the Blue Zones Project. There was a guy. His name was Dan Buettner. And if you and look this up, Dan Buettner, he did a story in the National Geographic. I want to say about 10 or 12 years ago, where he did a interview of centenarians. So that's people who live to be 100 years old, and he chose, you know, five areas in the world where they had the most living centenarians. Part of it was Italy and Sardinia. There was actually one place in the United States, Loma Linda, California, Okinawa, Japan. So he did this kind of this interview with all these people, and he took the attributes that were most in common with them living to be 100, and he came up with this concept called the Power Nine. So the Power Nine is some of them are, you know, moving naturally. So it doesn't necessarily have to be lifting weights, but just maybe doing yoga, walking, running, eating mostly plant-based. So not vegetarian, not vegan, but getting most of your nutrition from plant-based. Having a tight-knit group of people, so you're not isolated. So these are some of the attributes that were in common with these areas, with these centenarians. So he wrote a book. And it just blew up, you know. The can see how contagious fitness and wellness can be. So anyway, right? So it, you know, he just it just grew it to where Southwest Florida became kind of like the part of the Blue Zone. So we're not necessarily a Blue Zones area, but a lot of the concepts which have moved into the corporate setting, like my business and a lot of other business, have adopted these principles for our work sites in order to help our employees and also to bring it out into the community. So yeah, I'm really close with them, and you know, I consider myself one of the wellness champions, and they're fantastic to work with. Deb Logan and Shantae and Megan Greer and Raphael and you know, just to name a few other. But yeah, they're that's what the Blue Zones Project was.
Oh, terrific, terrific. And then, you know, I love the fact that you get involved in corporate wellness. You know, it's boy, I've always been, again, a big fan. My background being we had a chain of health clubs, and we help corporations as well. But you know, many business owners don't maybe see the value in helping their employees with their health, and the value being, I mean, the things that you don't think of, maybe, you know, just mood enhancement, right? You know, you feel better, therefore your work is going to be better, right? You know, the energy, right? It's you're going to be more efficient, more effective. You're not going to maybe peter out by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, come 4 and 5, you still have the energy and you're excited, right? Do you mind sharing some of the things you do with on the corporate wellness side?
Okay, awesome. Yeah, you know, and also team building too, you know, that's a big part of it as well, you know. So we take it from a few different angles. So the David Lawrence Center, which is in Naples, Florida, it's a mental health facility. Fantastic. They do a lot of really good, especially with everything that's going on right now. We've seen the numbers jump. It's a substance abuse facility, but also mental health. So we take our fitness classes in there to work with them outside or in a controlled environment, and just basically just teaching them, how to move naturally, strength. I was reading an article the other day about how actually we always think that running or yoga, but it's actually the strength training that's the most important for alcohol and drug abuse. By building the endorphins from lifting weights, helps them kind of like with their confidence, but also making them feel good about themselves through the natural endorphins. So that's one of our corporate clients. But also too, we're working the Ave Maria School of Law here. Heidi Roderick, she's the director there. We're starting yoga there tonight, so we're going to be working with the law students there. So, it's not so much about the say weight loss or or I want to get in the best shape of my life. It's really about living your everyday life. So, you're not living with stress, and just being a better parent or being a better spouse or that type of thing. So that's what the message that we tried to give to our clients is you're going to be a better employee. I wish that a lot of other corporations would have gotten on, picked up on the corporate wellness side. And it doesn't take a lot, it only takes maybe a few classes a week, but I think that it really makes a difference, we feel, in a lot of these corporations. It just, the mood and the team building and the bringing things together, it gives them something to talk about, something to look forward to. So yeah, it's a really good perk, for example, for the employees.
And it is. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Let's jump to myths in your industry. I know there are
Okay.
quite a
Oh,
few.
there's a play. Yeah. There's plenty.
What?
So I'm sure you heard the one that women talk about, like, oh, I don't want to get those muscles if I lift weights. I don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, that's not necessarily true. Okay. And for a few reasons. Now that can be true. All right. That can be true for some women, although, that do have a different body type, so they can, tend to have like the bigger bones or the bigger shoulder muscles or bigger leg muscles. So if they do, obviously they can, have bigger look. But for most women I've run into, they're not going to build these big, huge muscles. It takes a lot of food, number one. I don't think we're capable of eating that much food. And number two, it would take a few enhancements, for example, in order for them to get those types of muscles. So ladies, pick up the weights. It doesn't have to be a lot of weight. Work on compound movements like lunges and squats. Stick to moderate weight if you do not feel comfortable lifting heavier weights. But really, I think it's actually, to be honest with you, I found that lifting weights for women tend to change their bodies faster than the runners. Am I right? Because I remember you talking about the health clubs, because they're building that lean body mass, and then plus their metabolism goes up too from building the lean body mass. So I've noticed that consistent prolonged weight training has helped faster with transforming their bodies than the cardio does.
For sure. And what we used to educate our members on and is the fact that when we get around age 30, it varies from men to women, but just generally age 30, we begin to lose, just natural aging, a pound of lean muscle mass a year. So
Yeah.
when you think about it, at age 60, you've lost 30 pounds of lean muscle mass unless you've done something to maintain it. And that's why, come age 70 and 80, walking gets tough, right? Because we've lost all that muscle to allow us to do those things. And it doesn't take much, as to bring it back and increase that strength.
Ah, there's muscle memory, we have muscle memory to where if you're used to working out, in your 20s and 30s, and then you have a few kids and kind of get away from it and become a couch potato, it comes back fast, if you get back at it. So it doesn't take a lot, to get back to where you were.
Well, good stuff. So, Nino, what are you doing when you're not in the fitness business? What do you do for fun?
Okay, I have three daughters. Okay, I have Gabriella, who's, you're right. She's 13, going on 14. I apologize. I'm sorry, Gabby. 14, going on 15. She just started high school. You know, I have a middle daughter. Her name is Tatum, and she's a soccer player. And then I have Lexi, who's going to be 4, and she's actually, I timed this perfectly, this podcast, because she's home today from school, so I have her sleeping in her bedroom right now.
Wow.
I put her out for the couch, so it's perfect. All right. So I have a 3 to 4. And then my wife, Tessa, who does work at Arthrex here locally. So just spending time with them, you know, and just going to the beach or going to the park or just running them around, you know, that's one thing. You know, obviously, I like to exercise. I like to travel when we were able to travel a lot. I really like to do that. But, you know, I tell you what, I'm pretty passionate about cooking. So I love to cook, you know, so, you know, I will. Sorry, Tess, you know, the love of my life. She does the laundry. I do the cooking in the house. But I found that, you know, as a fitness guy, I like to eat. Don't get me wrong. I'm a foodie. But I always look for healthier ways to make food, right? So, for example, chicken wings. I made chicken wings the other day, and for the football, there was a lot of football on last.
I was going to say, shocker! You're, you know, from the Buffalo area that you would gravitate to chicken wings, but anyway.
There you go. All right, there you go. Go Buffalo! Go Buffalo! Anyway, that's right. It's been a long time. But anyway, yeah, I did. What I did was I sous vide them. So I don't know if you're familiar with a sous vide.
No idea.
You know, a sous vide.
No.
I'll hook you up, right? So I sous vide them, which is like a French technique of cooking, okay, where I took the chicken and I vacuum sealed it and I immersed it in water with a sous vide, which is kind of like a temperature gauge where it actually cooks the poultry from the inside out. And then I let that sit, and then I seasoned it and put it in my air fryer. I tell you, fantastic. Oh my God, fantastic. So I love to cook and I love to eat, but I look for healthier ways to make food for my family.
Love it, love it. Great tip, man. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, cool. There you go.
How about a hardship or a challenge, Nina, looking back, something that you obviously you made through and you can now say, I'm better for it. I'm stronger. What comes to mind?
Okay. So I did talk about earlier in my journey about the, you know, depression and anxiety, which I helped through exercise. But I tell you, when I tell this to people, they're actually shocked. So in 2015, I went to went away with my wife. My wife, Tessa's from Kansas, you know, just big shout out to my in-laws. So anyways, we went to Kansas and we came back. It was January and I was running and I felt a kind of tightness in my chest. And I thought, man, I tell you, I thought that it was the red tide. I would have never thought it was anything different. And it just progressed. You know, I'd be running and the tightness in my chest was worse. I thought, what is going on? Maybe I have bronchitis. I'm not feeling too good. And a good friend of mine told me to go see her husband, who was a doctor. And he said, you know, we're going to run some tests. We talked about my genetics. We talked about my family history. You know, I got the Italian genes, unfortunately, right? On both sides. So it's, you know, my arteries are always getting clogged, you know? So he ran a few tests and he said, you know what, with your family history, we're going to check you out. So they did a cath. They did catheterization and they noticed that my widowmaker was 98% blocked.
Whoa.
Yep. 98% blocked. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't, you know, but looking back upon it, just if anybody listens to this interview, I know it's shocking. We always think it can never happen to us. But if when I look back upon it, we talk about the warning signs. People say, oh, I never had any warning signs. Da, da, da. You did. You just didn't know what they were. Because I can remember being stressed out and being really short with my family. I remember having pale skin. I remember the tingly in my left side. So the warning signs were there. Maybe I just didn't know. I felt like, hey, I'm a trainer. This can't happen to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So, you know, so again, you know, I've tried to live, you know, a healthier life since then. I have two cardiologists here in Naples, Florida. I have one here in Naples, Florida. I have one in Massachusetts, Mass General. So I go every year and get checked out there. You know, I'm really on top of it. But, you know, I've changed my diet a little bit too, you know, I'm not frying my chicken wings anymore, but anyway, you know, a lot of it was the mental side, was the stress. I'll be honest with you, you know, 2015, my business was booming. I had, you know, I had 12 trainers at the time I was working with. I had about five or six, corporate clients. You know, I was stressed out, man, you know, like. And I had to realize that I needed more balance in my life. I needed to maybe delegate a little bit more. I needed to meditate. I needed to start doing a little bit more yoga, you know, just to work on the stress relief. And, you know, I've been okay ever since, you know, and it's not to say that I'm out of the weeds, you know, I really have to work on it on an everyday basis, you know, but I learned that I had to stay in the day. Mm-hmm. I had to live one day at a time. I had to realize that you cannot, and this is very important for a lot of people to pay attention. You can't outwork a bad diet. Okay. So I know many people say, oh, I run to eat, you know, that's only going to take you so far. Right. So, you know, you have to enjoy life, enjoy food, but you know, you can't just, you know, think you could eat whatever you want. You know, those days are over. Right, Chuck?
Well, you know, what you eventually figure out is that when you, and this could go really deep, when you understand the impact of food and not only its impact on you physically, but again, you know, your mood and your brain health and all that, you don't want to eat eating what you want ends up being the foods that you know power you rather than drain you, right? And
But it's, but you know, it takes, you know, it takes education.
Yep.
It takes habit change, you know, behavioral change, you know, to work on, and that's what our we'll get into that a little bit. Our online pro coach talks about habit change, just starting somebody with just doing something healthy for 5 minutes a day, you know, just starting them off there, you know? So it does take a lot of internal drive to get there, but you know, how many people do it for 2 to 3 weeks and they do fantastic, but fall right off the wagon. Sure. You know, I see it all the time.
Sure.
So we have to realize it's going to take time, but those little changes can make big changes in your life.
Yeah. And that's where having a coach, you know, that accountability, someone to keep you on the path, because before long, 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months, you're back to where you started, which is not, you know, where you want to be. So that's great that you provide that guidance and help people.
We're not just dumbbell coaches.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? We realize that it takes more than just getting somebody in the gym. You know, we have to get in touch with them. It's not that we're babysitting you, but there's ways that we can get in touch with you without texting you every 5 minutes. We can do it through online or, you know, just through newsletters and just try to educate you and stay, mm-hmm. keep you motivated. So, you know, you can make that, you know, you need, everybody needs a buddy, man. Everybody needs a buddy to work out with, you know, everybody's not as motivated. So,
yep.
You know, that's where we come in.
Yeah. Good stuff. How about, you know, one thing you wish our listeners knew about your company, what would that be?
Okay. So, actually, you know, you found me through the Gulf Shore Business magazine. So that was awesome. You know, definitely they say thank you to them for featuring me in January, article. You know, yep. Thank you. Thank you. So, I am a certified, NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine Master Trainer. So I am one of 100 in the country, under the auspices of that title, which allows me to develop customized programs and assess clients through our, they call it the OPT model, which is the Optimum Performance Training Model, through our kind of like a trademark standard assessment that we do. So that's one thing that, you know, that is unique to our company, that we're all NASM certified and all follow that OPT model, which is customized. We customize our programs to our clients, so they're not just the basic cookie cutter, you know, bicep curls or bench press. You know, that's not the best for everybody, right? You know that. Yeah. But then also too, one thing I wanted everybody to know is that we offer virtual. So we talked about the online coaching that we do, where, you know, we don't necessarily have to be in Naples, Florida to work with us. I did a personal training session this morning with a gentleman in New York City, you know, between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., just like we're doing on Zoom right now.
Yeah.
So we found that although it's nice to have that equipment, you know, at our fingertips, as far as, you know, a bench press, or not everybody has a leg press in their home, that you can be extremely creative with the right coach to give you a fantastic workout, you know, to where you don't need a gym membership to go. You know, there's no wait time to get on a machine. You don't have to drive there. I know some people like to go to the gym, and I highly recommend that. You need to get out of the house, or even if you're going outside to train. So we do offer outdoor boot camps, which we do have a virtual option as well. So my mom back in Niagara Falls has not missed one class, class. So it's pretty awesome, you know, the fact that I can connect with people through virtual, or, you know, through online coaching, or where it doesn't necessarily have to be here in Naples, that we can broaden the market and just help people from all over the country.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Yeah, I love it. And I love the fact that, yeah, you know, and coming from Pennsylvania, you know, there were those bad weather days that you just didn't feel like getting in the car and, you know, blazing.
Are you, some days you probably can't get in the car.
Yeah, yeah. But,
right, you know, you're snowed out.
Have this option. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that, what does that mean? That means there's no excuses.
Yeah.
There's not an option.
Right. Right.
Just right.
Yeah. That's great. So I'm sure we have listeners who want to learn more. Nina, where should we send them?
Okay. So our website is fitnesscoachnino.com. That's FITNESS. All one word, coach, COACH, fitnesscoachnino, NINO. fitnesscoachnino.com. You can call me if you want, 239-287-4558, or if you want to email me, my email address is fitnesscoachnino@gmail.com. feel free to, you know, to look us up, ask us any questions. If, you know, go on our website if you want to be part of our newsletter. We do a monthly newsletter. Go check out our YouTube channel. There's a lot of really, really good videos that I've done with the Blue Zones Project, you know, about moving naturally. So many ways to get engaged and to contact us and to get started with one of our programs.
Terrific. Well, Nina, it's been a pleasure. We wish you the best. Thank you for everything you do for the
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. This is great. I really appreciate it, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com, or call us at 239-224-4105.